Good morning.
Good morning.
Today's reading comes from Isaiah chapter 9, verses 1 through 4. It can be found on page 638 in your pew Bible. But there will be no gloom for those who were in anguish. In the former time, he brought into contempt the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali. But in the latter time, he will make glorious in the way of the sea, the land beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the nations. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them a light has shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. The next reading is from Matthew, chapter 4, verses 12 through 23. It can be found on page 3 in your pew Bible. Now when Jesus heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew to Galilee. He left Nazareth and made his home in Capernaum by the sea in the territory of Zebulun and Naphtali, so that what had been spoken through the prophet Isaiah might be fulfilled. Land of Zebulun, land of Naphtali, on the road by the sea, across the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people who sat in darkness have seen a great light, and for those who sat in the region and shadow of death, light has dawned. From that time, Jesus began to proclaim, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." As he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." Immediately they left their nets and followed him. As he went from there, he saw two other brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John, in the boat with his father Zebedee, mending their nets, and he called to them. Immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. Jesus went through Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and curing every disease and sickness among the people. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Lord, let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart and my mind be acceptable in thy sight, my Lord and my Redeemer. Well, the anthem that we sang, "Come and Follow Me," how appropriate to what the scripture reading is. Interesting in that so much of what we read in scripture, so much of what Jesus does, even from the very earliest, is he fulfills the scriptures. That Isaiah scripture we see in the account of Matthew in that fourth chapter, we see he fulfills that. Bless you. And I know there were some people that were coughing. I do have cough drops up there. So if you've got a cough or a scratch in your throat, I have something that might help. So let's look at this. So in verse 12 through 17, after John the Baptist has been arrested by Herod Antipas and taken into captivity, from which we know that John the Baptist is executed, and Jesus had been baptized by John the Baptist and had gone off into the wilderness, or desert, as some translations say, and he had been tempted by Satan. And he persevered through those temptations, three temptations. And now he's started his ministry. And he starts his ministry according to this part. He was basically starting in Nazareth. But he wasn't very successful yet. But after John is taken captive or imprisoned, then he goes to Capernaum by the Sea of Galilee, and the territory of Zebulun and Naphtali. So the work of the prophet Isaiah is fulfilled. But the key piece to that is verse 16. The people who sat in darkness have seen a great light, and those who sat in that region of the shadow of death, light has dawned. And from that time, Jesus began to proclaim, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." That verse 17 being the key part of those first verses. The kingdom of heaven is near, and those who've experienced darkness and death, they now see life and light. Jesus comes to bring life. He comes to bring lightness. He comes to shed the light of the gospel, the good news, on each and every one of us. Well, what is that? One, first and foremost, that God's mercy and grace extends to all of us equally, without regard to where we were born, how we were born, who we were born to. But His grace extends to each and every one of us, and His call is to each and every one of us. No matter what station in life we attain, His opportunity and His grace is extended to each and every one of us. As He walked by the Sea of Galilee, He notices two men. And they're fishing. And they're on the shore, and they're fishing. Now see, here's an interesting thing. It's an economic thing for these fishermen. The fishermen who were, this is what some of the commentators say anyway, is that there were two strata of the fishermen. The fishermen who were maybe less successful or lower on the economic scale, they were fishing with nets from the shore as far as they could wade in, and they would cast the nets in and haul in the fish. Well, those fishermen who were a little higher up on the economic scale because they had a boat could go out and lower a larger boat and haul in a larger haul. So Jesus is going out and He's calling people from both stratas, all stratas. That's another piece that comes in here, because He goes to, He says to Simon, who's called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. Now they were fishing from the shore, so they're on the lower strata. He says, "Follow me and I will make you fish for people." Immediately they left their nets and followed Him. And He went from there. He saw two other brothers, James and John of Zebedee, and their brother John, and they're in a boat with their father Zebedee, mending the nets. He called them. Immediately they left their boat and their father and followed Him. They received the same call, even though they're in different strata of employment. So He's calling to people both wealthy and less wealthy to come and follow Him. Because He tells Peter and Andrew, what? "And I will make you fishers of men." Jesus knows His ministry is going to end for His physical body, and His walk on the earth for Him is going to end at the cross with Him dead. There has to be someone, a group of disciples, a group of followers who are going to carry that message forward through the power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus says, "Lo, I'll be with you always, even to the end of the age," but it's through the Holy Spirit. Well, He is touching men and women, because as in the anthem, we have Mary Magdalene, we have a number of women that are in there that do ministry. So it's not just to men, it's not just to women. It's to all of us, from rich and for poor. And what is it that we're called to do? To come and follow Jesus, to be disciples. Because as we follow, we learn how it is. One of the commandments, the commandment that Jesus gave to the disciples in that upper room, was He said, "This new commandment I give you, to love one another as I have loved you." You and I have to pattern our love after the love that Jesus shows. Now, how do we know that? We get into the Word. And as we get into the Word gets into us. And as the Word gets into us, then we can be transformed, changed, and improved to the point where we can start loving people who, without the grace of God, we couldn't love them. I'm telling you, the things that we have an opportunity to do, whether it's a food pantry or any one of the other ministries that you guys are part of. Yeah, I said that. You guys are part of. There's not a ministry in this church that you guys aren't all part of. Whether it's nurture and outreach, whether it's the food pantry, whether it's the soup kitchen. Each and every one of you is invited. If you can't participate in that ministry physically, either by finance or by prayer. Our prayer list goes out. We ask everyone to pray for those people that are on that ministry. That's how we're doing what Jesus did. That's how we're becoming disciples of Jesus Christ. Because here's the thing. Can we be in everybody's home? Can we be at everybody's bedside? Can we physically be with everyone who needs help and assistance, who needs that love and grace of God? Physically, we cannot, but spiritually, we can. Always. How? Through that power of prayer. As we follow Jesus, we follow the Lord's Prayer that He gives us, and we can then do what's the last part in here, verse 23, because as He's called Peter and Andrew and James and John, and He's gone into the region, He goes throughout Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and curing every disease and every sickness among the people. That grace and that love and that mercy is there with Him. And as He appears in all throughout all of Galilee, He's healing people. That's how we can come and follow Jesus. We can be praying for people who we don't know. I mean, right now there's a virus that's hitting people in China. And I think there are several cases that are now reported in the United States. We can be praying for those people. Why? Because that's what Jesus would do. Well, how do we know what to pray? Pray, God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And we can have faith that God will work. Even in the darkest of circumstances, God is there. Even when it appears the insanity of humanity has overcome the world, they've not overcome Christ Jesus. They've not overcome the power of Christ. Think about how powerful Jesus is. Do you think if somebody showed up today and told you, just drop everything and come and follow me? Now, there are some that are at a point in their lives that they'd be ready to go anywhere. I know Betty has gone off to different parts of the world on mission trips, and we know she's ready to, at the drop of a hat, she's ready to drop everything and go. And she has. And Jerry and Fred have done similar. But this call is to each and every one of us. Imagine the charisma. Imagine the impact that Jesus must have made on Peter and Andrew. Come and follow me. And they drop their nets. They leave and go and follow him. James and John, there with their father. They drop their nets. Stop their lives, what they were doing then, and go and follow Jesus Christ as disciples. Now, the call for us is not for us to drop everything, but as the anthem said, what we're doing is we are dropping the little g. There are so many things out there that we put as set as priorities in our lives, whether it's employment, it's a job, it's a car, it's a position, it's something of wealth or something that we want or acclaim. You know, I want to be the greatest actor, or I want to be the greatest singer or songwriter or whatever. And that's an earthly celebration and an earthly call to fame. What God wants us to do is to value the things that are of kingdom value. And not just the earthly kingdoms, but the kingdom of heaven. Because Jesus said, this is probably the most important, is verse 17. From that time, Jesus began to proclaim, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." Because Jesus is in the world, because the Holy Spirit is in the world, because God is in the world through them and in us through that, then the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God, is near. Because we, through the power of the Holy Spirit, can claim. We ask not because we have not, or we have not because we ask not. He says, call, and in my name, ask for anything. We're called to do that. So that simple call on the Sea of Galilee to those disciples extends 2,000 years to each and every one of us. Some of you have heard the call. Some of you are following that. Some of you may be listening to the call now and hearing it. Some of you will be making decisions regarding that call. And He's not going to force you to do it. But He says, come and follow me. And you can come and follow Him with all the gifts and talents, whatever they are, whether it's communications, whether it's music, whether it's teaching, whether it's caring for people, whether it's just being a non-anxious presence in the lives of the people in our community. Come and follow Jesus. Come and find the peace of Christ. Come and share the peace of Christ. Come and follow Him. Shalom. Bless you.